Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 443.
What's happening, guys?
Happy Monday.
It is. No Blame Monday. Let's kick it off to a nice start.
We did start a tradition where we would blame individuals within the team on a Monday.
No, we don't need to do that. I'll compliment your moustache, though.
It looks horrendous.
Oh, I mean, look, I'm not going to put a negative spin on it. You can do that.
Well, I thought it looked really good, and I got some compliments from Bree, which helped.
A compliment. But, so Bree said it looked good?
Yes.
Yeah, but she's your partner.
No, but she's also my partner either way, so she could have easily just said, no, I don't like the moustache.
But I'll tell you what, if there's one thing I learned about having a bad haircut, well, it's actually about when I had
Amy actually told you it was a bad haircut.
Yeah, but she also told me along the way, I'm really liking it. It's nearly there. It's getting, But geez, you get, when you actually have a good haircut, people will tell you've got a good haircut.
It's nearly there is not a positive. No.
So if you're not getting compliments aplenty, it's probably not just getting cut through. Not that it's a bad thing, but I like keep it. I mean, doesn't your dad have a moustache?
Probably a goatee, maybe.
No, maybe I thought he was the moustache guy. You know, some dads that just have moustaches.
I feel like Gemma Watts.
Yeah, her dad. Her dad's had one for 30-something years. Yeah. My uncle Michael. Oh, I wouldn't recognise. No.
Actually, I got a compliment from 3D Dill the other day before he left, and it was specifically around, I just noticed your moustache. And so I think all of these things connect.
Yeah.
Then also Matt Diavella, he did an Instagram story. I don't know whether this – Leached into my brain.
Yeah, leech, suck. So it was leech in your face.
But he actually did a post. I don't know if you saw that on Instagram or like a story where he had a mustache. It looked like it was for a video.
Oh yeah.
But then the funny thing was, over the weekend after seeing mine, he then sent me a photo of his. Yeah, anyway, I'm regretting it because I went for my walk this morning. Have a look at this.
Yeah.
We saw, Pete and I saw some hot air balloons.
it's a bit lazy. The moustache. Yeah. It's just like, it's almost like you can't, like if I chopped, it's got the middle missing. It's full.
Should I post it on Instagram?
Yeah, it's posted on Instagram. What do you think of my moustache?
Oh, it's just, I just look horrendous. I look like, in a movie, I'd be the pathetic person. You know what I mean?
You look like a con artist. It looks a bit fake.
Con artisty, but also just like for a guy who I shower a lot, pride myself on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't look that clean there.
No, you don't.
Maybe I look like maybe I shower once every
fortnight.
Yeah, it's not
when pays go through every second Monday. I was thinking about your dad yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was Father's Day. So I was walking along down in Ackland Street near my place in St Kilda, and we didn't know, but there was a car show happening. It was the Father's Day car show.
Dad knew about it. Yeah,
he did.
He actually went. He was at Fat Bob's where there was
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There was a car show there,
and there was some hot rods. And I know your dad's into old cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's into hot rods.
Yeah. He's a hot rod guy.
Oh, dude, it's a real subculture. And I was just thinking, you probably would have been going to these things.
Definitely.
Family rocks up. Like I saw so many. We got there at a great time when they're actually rolling, setting up the cars, and they're all sort of parking, so you get to hear them. And they park and the family gets out and there's just – it's fairly sort of – attracts a fair type of person.
Mm. Well, the funny thing is that when I was a kid, I would look at you as someone who was getting out of a hot rod and you just being sort of a normal person on the street.
Yeah, so
a little bit like – you'd turn your nose down – or not turn your nose, but it's like people would come like, oh, mate, nice car.
It's one of the things is how much money is spent on these cars. Like these families and the having a partner that's dropping the coin that they would be.
From mufflers and things or whatever.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But Amy, she was in a bit of an emotional state.
For the cars?
No. I mean, Amy's a fairly emotional person as it is.
Mm.
And one time she was crying at the Christmas carols just because of how beautiful it was that people were celebrating Christmas down by the beach.
That's nice.
So she's crying. And yesterday she started tearing up because she's like, look at the community this is. Look at the beautiful. Look at all the families.
I feel like I nearly cried. Yeah, just a nice thing. Oh, my Uber Eats guy today.
You nearly cried?
Yeah. Well, because 97 point, because he didn't have a bike, didn't have a car. We didn't see where he came from, but he delivered the food and he was on foot.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them I've seen park their bike, say, at the end of the street and walk in. I don't know.
I was just really smiley and he wasn't smiling back.
He wasn't. He looked a bit sad.
And so I was just like, oh, that's annoying.
And then what, you got sad?
Yeah.
Got sad because he was sad?
Yeah. And 97 was like, oh, see that guy? Where was his car or whatever? I was just like, settle down, baby boy. I'm feeling a bit sad about it. Anyway, Dad actually sold his hot rod.
Oh, he did?
It was a 1928 car, Roadster.
Mm.
It was a Roadster.
Well, how much cherry, did he sell it for?
Cherry black was the colour.
Cherry, so it's like a deep, it's got like a, it's black with a tint of red. That would have been black, sick.
And then when the sun hit it,
ooh,
you would be able to see it. But no, he sold it to get our family pool at our old house.
Mate, that's...
That was commitment, isn't
that's,
it?
That's commendable. There was a car, an old school one. I did an Insta story on it. It looked, I got two people message me and tell me that it was a car out of a movie. Stusso said it was the one from 101 Dalmatians. This sort of long looking, weird.
It was such red one?
No, it was this white one that it's a Mustang shell with this really long nose and this sort of boot with a wheel. Mm. It's fucking bizarre. Anyway, on the side of it, 120 grand. They're all of them are selling. Why are they selling them all the time? Like,
I guess it's always the way. I feel like Dad's always, they always have that one mate who does decals.
Yeah,
and
they go
and they put the decal price
for sale. Yeah, there. I mean, there's so many of these cars are for sale.
Bad economy.
Need to recoup their debt. Yeah. This guy was selling it for $120,000 or Bitcoin.
Was he really?
Really?
Legit. I've got the, look at my Insta. It says Bitcoin. It's got his number, everything. I don't know how much Bitcoin, he wants $120,000 worth of Bitcoin. Is that?
I don't know. It feels like it hasn't fully been thought through.
I don't know if he's quite onto it or he reads the newspaper. One of the other things I've done is I've removed the news section off my phone. So where you swipe across, you can just get like a quick update.
I didn't even see that.
I just can't. It's so depressing. I've had to get rid of it. I have my
screen time. That's more depressing.
Oh, but the headlines, you sometimes just got to get out of that.
The worst ones that send you a push notification too, right? It's never a push notification for something positive.
They either want something from you or it's your phone bill's due.
Well, I was even thinking we were on the freeway yesterday and there were all these like police, you know, the new the black four-wheel drives, the police ones, and they're like public response something. Saw four of them speeding down the freeway all separately. And I was like, straight away thought, terrorist attack, Father's Day.
Jeez.
Which is pretty dark.
That is real dark to think.
Anyway, so I, the thing is that where do you find out the news? If you want to know what's going on, where do you go?
Well, it depends on what you want to know.
I want to know what's happening. You see all these police cars and they're heading into the city.
Well, I mean, we do this a lot of the time, even if there's a traffic. So we were driving home the other night and Punt Road, it was so bad in this spot that it's never like that. And then we got to the intersection of Punt Road.
Footy's on.
No. Whole St Kilda bound traffic lane completely closed. You could see sirens and you could see flashing lights up in the distance. And then on the other side, it was just completely chock-a-block. And we were trying to – so my go-to is Googling. So for you, it would have been – you know, response unit sent to CBD. Like you start to just put in these key phrases to try and get back what's actually happening. But the problem with the whole news thing is, like when we were young, do you think there was not somebody in the CBD or somewhere trying to drive and run over people, or there was not things happening? Like, or is it just now the times this stuff is actually starting to happen? And people are doing things like a knife attack in the CBD. You know,
I think it's always, I'm sure it's always been
so
the case.
So then the point is it's now just pushed to us a lot harder than it was.
I don't know. Well, so this is my theory on it. I ended up putting it on 3AW, which is an AM talkback station.
On a weekend. That was a weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they doing
anything? Yeah, they have weekend shows and stuff.
Interesting.
There was a great guy, you know, Sun Cinemas. In the western suburbs, Yarraville.
Yes.
The Sun Cinema.
Yeah, it's beautiful. old seats. I mean, yeah. You probably wouldn't like it for your back. Have you been?
Yeah, it's great. Good vibe.
Yeah, we should go.
The guy that owns that, he just like casually like flies around the world. Did you know about this?
What do you mean, casually?
Well, he recently flew.
Oh, personally. Well, the guy just goes to Europe.
No. On his own plane.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Really interesting dude. Yeah. I started following his account on Instagram because I was like, I don't want to start stealing all of 3AW's guests, but he was an interesting dude. Yeah. Having to worry about like he got in Florida. He was flying his plane in Florida and he had two crazy military planes, like the big jet ones. What is it called when you're flying and then someone else comes in? You've been intercepted. So he was intercepted by two of these big crazy US military planes,
jets,
and they just like fly alongside. Apparently like he was going full speed, and for them to fly alongside him, they had to basically go the slowest they could go. And so, you know how you see at the Grand Prix or whatever, they're like flying and they're sort of up, their nose is a bit up to go slow. They were doing that. He also said that when, we don't need him as a guest, I'll just tell all the stories.
I could imagine that happened in Florida though, because that's where the drug, like the people flying in drugs.
Yeah, well, they just check in, they just say hello or whatever. But they also did it when he was in the Philippines and he had a helicopter come, like one of the, you know, the twin like military helicopter things come up alongside him, and they've got the door off the helicopter and there's a guy with a machine gun.
Oh, Jesus.
Just like alongside. And what was happening was they were escorting him because it was around the South China Sea or wherever that place is, where the China's trying to build
the islands and stuff.
Yeah. And so they were trying to keep them away from all this military activity. Mm. Anyway, fascinating dude. But I did go onto 3AW and it got me thinking that, say, 15 years ago, you'd go onto any radio station and there would be, from my understanding and from my memory, it's like you've got local programming. So you have someone in there that's from news and all that sort of thing. But as things are syndicated, like I was listening to KISS, and they had Chris Fade on, and I was like Googling Chris Fade. I'm like, I wonder where he's out of. He's doing the show out of Dubai. And so if you imagine you've got something happening in Melbourne, you could have the whole place could be burning down and the radio would just be going as normal.
Yeah, I don't think it's true. I don't think they're investing like they did back in the day because people can Google shit.
Yeah. Also, I was driving and saying to Bree, Google, like do a Twitter search for Melbourne police, and she'd be like, nothing. Yeah. And I'd say, okay. I was just going through like hundreds of different potentials.
It's probably a good thing. I'm glad nothing happened.
Yeah.
It was a great day. It was lovely.
But I feel like whenever I see police, I'm very quick to try and work out what's going on.
Well, being a copper is like the person who's going to respond to the worst shit happening.
It's like push notifications. Never good. You know what I mean?
That's why I think, Molly, who listens to this show up in Queensland, you probably enjoy just getting the nice, safe shit because you're like,
what would be a good, if you're a cop, 97, what do you reckon a good quality call in would be? 000?
A good,
what's something it's like?
Theft.
What? Theft.
Well, that's the best of the worst.
Yeah. What's the best of the best?
Best of the best.
I guess it would be got to save a puppy cat out of a tree.
That'd be the fire police, brigade.
Yeah.
Fire brigade.
But they might need some cops on site.
I mean, this is the problem. This is why they're pushing for people to call that number about shit that's not that important.
What is it? What's another good one?
I reckon getting called out to somebody who found a massive bag of cash. I remember when I was a kid. Balaclava station, it's like elevated up, and so there's like underneath, which we used to sort of like scurry up, and you could see the bottom of the train, like, you know, you could put shit on the tracks.
What do you mean, the bottom of the train?
Oh, so like you can see, so basically it's elevated up and there's sort of little rock hills on either side, and up on the top of the thing is the tracks, right? And so people used to go up and spray paint on the side of the underneath side of the train. Horrible. Dangerous.
It makes my teeth funny. You know there's certain things that make your teeth funny? That's one of them. The idea of like like the scrapey of the train tracks.
Yeah, you put a few coins up there. Bad. They've sealed them off now, which is great. So young kids can't do this shit. Mm. But someone found a barrel at one of these stations underneath the station. Look it up. A barrel of cash underneath Balaclava Station. And so someone, it was the sort of the myth or the story, urban legend, that somebody found a huge barrel full of cash mm-hmm. underneath the station. But imagine getting called out to that. And like you have to sort of like work out, what's where's happening? Where's this cash
what
come
about,
from?
What about getting into like really secure locations?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Like something happens at, you found something nice.
It was half a mil.
It was?
Yeah.
Read it out.
God, you know 1996.
I love this. I've never once searched this in my life, but so I remember
this is all
the story.
From their memory.
This is perfect.
St Kilda detectives sought legal advice before handing over nearly $450,000 to two businessmen who found it buried in plastic drums near the Balaclava railway station.
Two businessmen.
Yeah, so they got to claim it.
And
because
keep it. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So you find it, you hand it in, it spends a certain amount of time in the, you know, in the company of the police, you know, station or whatever, but then you get to claim it because no one's found it.
Yeah. It's crazy. Actually, I thought of – that's crazy.
That's crazy.
We need to get
that.
That is
crazy.
Ben Fordham did a video for us where he says, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
When he's in the 2GB studio. It's very funny. And we're going to use it as some form of meme.
That's
we should just
crazy.
Put it up as its own today as a video. But this would be cool. How about Flinders Street Station –
yeah.
The above bit where like it's the ballroom that's never accessed, some sort of disturbance or whatever, got to go there.
Got another one. Obsessed as a kid, and it was at the same time around hanging around those train stations hearing these stories with the drain system, so the underground drain system in Melbourne and also the underground tunnel system. There used to be a tunnel from the State Library. Look this up. Why else do we have him other than his good looks?
So, underground. Full sentences. So you want him to look up underground.
So you just start to – he's starting to interpret me. I'm speaking German, but he's currently translating.
It's almost like the UN, but rather than like converting to a language, he's just doing to Google.
Yeah. So there was a door that they sealed
library
off
door sealed
at the
off.
Bottom underneath the State Library, and it used to be a post run. So back in the day, they would run post – through this tunnel to different businesses.
Well, so
along.
I would Google State Library Tunnel Postal Service.
Yep. And when I was young, I went to this. Here's the difference, right? From when we were young, the media and all of this is the fear of terrorism is ripe, and I don't know if it's
ripe or rife.
Ripe.
What does rife mean, 90 Sebs?
You know, one thing at a time.
Yeah, fuck. He's got a lot on his
rife
plate.
Rife versus ripe.
Anyway, you get back to us on that.
Rife is full of.
Yep, ripe is.
It's fully developed.
So rife.
It's fully developed. No, rife. But rife is the one I wanted. It's terrorism is rife in the media and we think it's fucking going to happen. You're thinking it's a terrorist attack, seeing police. It's like the fear is in us. Back in the day, I don't think it was as much. For example, my thinking, there was these. So you had Parliament Station in Melbourne CBD. We worked out. Because one night I was on a party bus and I was taking a piss in a park and it was pitch black and I climbed up onto this thing that was this huge grate and I could see down and I could hear the train line, this train system, underground train system. I came back another day. It was the daylight and I looked down and I was like, fuck, that is a tunnel.
It was
the
daylight.
It was the daylight. And there was this thing and someone had cut the lock off. Or it wasn't even a lock on it. So, no, I don't think there was
like
a lock.
Like a latch?
On it. There was no lock on it. I literally just lifted up this grate. We climbed down this ladder, probably 10 metres. So it's a huge drop.
This is the reason why you went there?
This is the reason I went back, is to explore this thing. And then we went down and then we went through this gate and we were in the subway system. That's so true. It was like – and I've seen young photographers now, Instagram photographers – using the same place, but I went back to show my friend. We weren't going to go down there. I was just telling him, like, this is where I used to buy fireworks from in the city. He'd pull them out of the freezer. This is where we went into the train system. We went there.
When did you do this?
Four or five years ago. When I moved back to Melbourne from Sydney, so 5 years ago.
Who'd you take?
Tim Margetts, him my mate. I've got the footage still. I was trying to make a vlog.
So it was meant to be a video?
Yeah, we were making like a video of the city.
You're almost like the magician who shows all the tricks. People would have hated you. Showing where to get access.
Well, here's my point. I went back completely locked. The padlock was so fucking thick. There's no cutting through this. Somehow you'd have to bring down some bloody blowtorch, you know.
Angle grinder.
Oh, you'd need to do something like that. And so these little things that used to be really accessible and easy to get into, they've now just cut them off because think about what you could do to this the transport system and shut it down if you just pulled some fucking dodgy little stunt.
Find anything on the postal service underground?
Nah, but there are underground corridors, but they use it to store collections from the library.
So The Age, the newspaper, ran, and I was so obsessed with this. I kept it for ages. It was a handout that had the tunnel systems of Melbourne.
Oh, that's cool. And so surely they wouldn't do that anymore.
Nah, but no, so a lot of them were sealed off. Mm. But we used to explore the tunnel system. So I remember the police would come down. They'd hear that there were some kids in the tunnels and so the drain systems. And so I remember the us running from the cops in the drain systems.
So that would be a fun job as a
cop.
Yeah,
I mean, I mean, it's fun if you're not stumbling across a junkie who's dead.
Yeah.
It's fun if you're just chasing a few kids. But you're right. It's like exploring these areas where it's like general public is not allowed. Police, yes, because they've got the badge and they've got to solve some, you know, they work some shit out. So, yeah. I mean, this is where external people outside the force are just looking at the fun shit. But then they have to deal with Joel and his wife who've just had an OD and he's waving around a syringe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you very, get very true. yesterday was a pre-record with your dad. It was also Father's Day, but also your birthday.
Mm. It's such a good day. It was just, you know, when
you're flying high.
Oh, I just did everything I wanted to. I was telling Breezer before.
What'd you do?
Just had bacon and eggs because I wanted to. I went for a walk with Bodie and Amy.
You're describing my day every day.
No, but the thing is, like, I just feel like that. I feel like going for coffee. And then I was like, Bodie was having a sleep. I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to do a meditation.
Could you do it every day? Did you, like, is part of the realization that, hang on.
Oh, I know.
Why could every day be a birthday?
Now you can use the excuse of your birthday and father. It was a double whammy. I could say, Amy, it's my birthday.
Isn't it crazy? I heard that multiple times. Fathers, I went to Cranbourne Botanical Gardens. Mm, awesome. Beautiful. Your dad's favourite garden in Australia, one of them. Mm. And constantly hearing dads, it's my day.
Yeah.
Geez, they sound like fucking babies. It's my day. Just yelling at their kids.
Well, you got to milk it, right? You got to, and when it's double.
So pathetic though. It's my day.
It is.
Them eating their licorice all sorts. It's my day. It's my day.
I loved it. I got a pair of moccasins. These
really?
They were the what is it called? The little pole, Ralph Lauren, perfect. Fit me like a glove. Got a pair of tracky
DFO
pants. Amy got them the other night. A pair of tracky pants, so grey tracky pants. Oh, just everything. And then I'm getting a fire pit for the new place.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, and then I went to mum and dad's and
fire pit an issue with the rentals?
No. It's all good. It's in the backyard. We've got a big enough space. They're just like a little self-contained fire pit. I had a nap at my parents' place. Oh, just had the electric blanket on in mum's bed. So good. Bodie was having fun. It was just so nice.
It would be good to, like, the birthday thing. There is, I'm not much of a birthday guy, but there is, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It's, I mean, I just enjoyed the day because it's my day. Mm. What's interesting is, though, the difference, I think we've talked about this before, like what it used to be like 5 years, about 8 years ago on text message and Facebook. And so, as you get older, I got a lovely message from Mr. 97.
Oh, yeah.
Broke my heart. And
I gave you mine through Instagram.
You gave me mine.
Instagram
post. It's interesting what happens and where things come from. Mm. Like,
what did you get the most of? I
got a few texts from some lovely people. But most of them wouldn't have known if Amy didn't do a post or I didn't say something about it, which is, you'd be heartbroken if you just were like, why doesn't people remember?
Well, I reckon there was a time where I think I turned off Facebook at my birthday.
Oh, you hit it. Remember how Josh did hide it? Because we were looking for it when he was away, Mr. 97, last year.
We had to go to your Twitter.
We're trying to work out how old you were. Yeah. I didn't know. But anyway, I got some nice
28
ones.
At the moment, 29 in September 14.
I think
14.
What you end up getting is people. I got a lovely message from Russ Keys. Text message. Nice. Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's what you want, isn't it? Text messages are the highest creme. What do you say? Creme of the creme?
Creme of the creme. Creme de la creme. Anyway, highest. I would appreciate a text or a phone call.
FaceTime?
FaceTime's
lovely. I nearly FaceTimed you. Very close to FaceTime.
I just got the Insta one.
Yeah. Well, no, it was when all the cops and stuff were starting to drive past us. So we had to that sort of actually took over. But there was the plan.
People commenting. It's nice. I mean, it's nice. I mean, you can't be living for fucking recognition.
I definitely have though.
I have too.
How many, like counting how many Facebook comments you get.
Definitely. Do you know how many I got? 20 this morning. It was like 20 something. But I remember one year I got over 100. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Literally, I don't have 100 friends. It's just randoms that I haven't. Do you know who did say happy birthday? He just wrote happy birthday, Tommy. A guy I met. So I didn't get messages from a bunch of people, but I got it from a guy that I met at Bondi Icebergs one night when I was so drunk and Brad March and I were having cocktails and we met this guy who was in the corner and we started speaking to him and he was a pilot who flew cargo planes around the world.
That's cool.
Don, fucking absolute legend.
I wonder if he's been intercepted before.
Mate, he flies the big ones, like the huge, huge planes.
Could we have him on the show?
I'm sure.
Actually, I'd love to have him.
He reached out to me. He said, happy birthday. I've met him once. And we're now mates on Instagram and Facebook. Mm. And he's, but that's, I mean, you get something like that and then you don't get something from someone close to you.
See, I create so many stories around any sort of interaction that I get is like on my birthdays, if someone wrote HBJJ.
Oh, yeah.
I would almost fucking unfriend them. Just it's almost passive. It's
I got
like,
a few HBs.
I'm going to give you the minimum viable comment. I'm going to show you that I know that it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Because if they don't write anything, it's like, okay, well, they weren't on social media. But to go to the effort of writing HBJJ, what you're saying.
Should I read Mr. 97's message? It's so lovely.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
He's proud. He's like, oh, fuck yeah. It's virtuing. It's amazing.
The green dots.
All right, where are we?
Green bubble.
It came from Mason's computer. That's what it said.
Really? Let's see.
It's weird. Nah, it's because of the green one. Did you send it off the computer?
No, I sent it off my phone.
It's green.
It should be blue if it was coming off the computer.
I fucked it. I renamed your personal number to Mason's computer. So it's anyway, so happy birthday and Father's Day. Thanks for being such an amazing mate, idol, mentor, and practically another dad. You're so passionate about everything you do. You're selfless and an amazing person. The fact that you're so willing to learn, to change, and admit that you're wrong is inspiring. And something that I really look up to you for. I'm so grateful and happy to be a part of something that you're so invested in and I couldn't think of a better team than the one with you on it. Thanks for everything.
I'm jealous.
It's your birthday in 13 days. We have,
the annoying thing is we've got the benchmark. So I've got that. I'll write that out and I'll compare it line to line.
We did that. The kids get away with words. Remember the Christmas cards he wrote us?
Oh, yeah. After we rushed to AusPost to get an Amazon gift card, which I was quickly scribbling his name on the front. Did you use the Amazon card?
Yes.
What did you buy?
Yeah.
I got a camera lens that was then later sold.
Did you profit?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You profited?
Yeah. I made $100.
How does that work?
Well, I don't know. It must have gone up in value. I sold it on Facebook Marketplace and it went up.
The 24-105 Canon L series lens went up a bunch. Yeah. It's what you can't buy it for. What I paid like $600 for it.
I know, it's a bargain. Well, we didn't get to do a proper celebration yesterday.
Oh, it was pre-recorded. Yeah. So, that's all right. That's all right.
However, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Is it legit
happy
cake?
Happy birthday. Oh, can you be on the mic, please, Mason? No, Tommy Jacket. Happy birthday.
Come on, quiet boy.
To you.
Hip, hip. Hooray. Do I say hooray?
Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. There you go. What do you think?
You know what would make this
lollies
even better is if we heard Mr. 97 using his choir voice because he used to be in the choir, redo happy birthday just in his best. We've always wanted to hear him sing.
Could you do that?
No, it's not happening.
Please?
No, it's not happening.
It's either that or the Australian anthem.
Yeah, neither.
This is lovely, guys. Thank you. This is nice.
Is it annoying for a Monday?
It's very annoying seeing as how much cake I ate yesterday. But I'm always.
Maybe we sent it to Dill. Where'd you get the cake from?
Yeah, what is it?
Woolies.
Oh, okay.
It looks quite premium for a Woolies cake.
It's their most premium one.
Mm.
AU79 was out of
all sweet cakes.
Yeah.
All cakes. You could have just got a muffin. We've said they're muffins.
No, they didn't even have muffins.
This is good. Can I put my finger in it? Bodie, you should have seen him yesterday. Just he was coming out of nowhere and he just had a whole bunch of icing on in his hand.
Well, if you can't put your finger in it on your birthday, when can you?
Didn't you just put your finger in it?
No, I just grabbed a little bit of the
chocolate. The chocolate on top. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries. Bree and I yesterday, to relax in the evening, watched a Netflix show.
Mm. What did you watch? There's a bunch of good shit that's just been dropped.
It is, you know, Planet Earth.
Yeah.
As in
David Attenborough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that, yeah.
What would you say?
I said the one we're on.
Okay, well done. No, it's the behind the scenes of how they make it.
Oh, that'll be so good.
It was one of my most favourite, the best docos I've ever seen.
I thought you were going to say trash.
No, it was so good.
Really? Why? Is it because you're learning about the lenses, the camera gear that they're using?
No, they're using, you've got these adventurers that are lean, they look really cool, they're wearing fucking like puffy jackets and shit and they're in the mud and they're in all these different locations and they're just using an Sony F55, this big fucking camera with massive cinema lens, just fucking racking focus.
They're not complaining, are they?
No. And this is what Bree was saying. Bree was like, you can every single time, every different scenario, guy swimming sharks, you couldn't do that. I was like, yeah. It's because he's a fucking diver.
He's an athlete.
He was like diving. This guy is like diving. There's like a million fucking sharks.
Yeah.
And he's like 30 meters in the water. And so, of course, I can't do that. Like, that is that's not cinematography. Like, that's not being a cinematographer. That's being a diver who's also a cinematographer.
Is it to say that anyone can use these cameras and the other skill is the one that's more required?
No, well, I reckon.
Well, these are highly skilled in two areas.
You need to do both. You need to be able to do both really well. You need to be a great cinematographer and you need to be able to. There was guys who spent months in these little houses that they built in like the Siberian wilderness. And they were capturing footage of like Siberian tigers.
Yeah, oh, and I so
they
see this.
And so they set up trap things so that they could
When it goes off, when they get seen.
And they've got like sensors. And so they had the guys set up who were doing it and they heard during the night all of the like growls and stuff of the tigers and the guy was like really hoping that when he the sun came out that he would be able to film it, but they were gone. But then the guy who was doing all the mounted cameras on the trees went and looked at the footage and had the most epic shots of the Siberian tiger.
Fuck.
With the landscape.
I tell you what, old mate, Attenborough, really takes the credit, doesn't he? It's amazing what is he? Does he even go there?
Bree was literally just asking that thing.
He just narrates.
I mean, he's a guy that's got a lot of intelligence around that.
Well, he used to go back there.
Just Wikipedia.
Go there back in the day.
He's literally, if you listen closely, if you go on Wikipedia, he's just reading that.
Mate, where's this little frog? I just found a little frog.
Yeah, I think there's probably two lollies in there.
Strawberry.
Well, I was gonna put lollies in, and then I thought just
why not?
Well, I mean, you blew out on the weekend.
Oh fuck, that's a taste of blowing out right now.
Tastes good. It's a cream and strawberry and cream.
There's a bunch of good docos. Callum Von Moger, Aussie guy, who it's called Unbroken. He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I actually reached out to him to try and get him on the show when we went to LA.
Mm-hmm.
But he was during the...
Did he write back?
No, he never wrote back, but he was going through some hard times. He fucked his knee and his arm and anyway, it's
That's why he didn't get back.
I reckon he would have been depressed. It's like a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. It's like an athlete. Imagine if Usain Bolt did his knee.
I reckon
he
can't anyone do that the does thing. Their knee, annoying.
But especially when it's the moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what your job is. That
moneymaker.
And then
were you any other docos?
Yeah, Travis Scott. He's a rapper. You wouldn't know him. He's going out with Kylie Jenner.
Oh yeah.
Superstar. He's got some great music, but it's unbelievable. I've wondered why the hype has been around him, and then you watch the documentary and you totally get it. Mm-hmm. He's just this dude who can control a crowd of 30,000 people. And he's a rapper, but he acts like a metal rock star, like a Metallica, like, you know, the way he sort of jumps around and gets people up. And he got in trouble for getting it, all the crowd to run down to the front, and he got arrested after. Like, it's fucking full on. But interesting, it's not actually that story driven. It's more just showing the phenomenon that is him, which
made by him.
No. It's a Netflix original. I don't know. Yeah, probably. Anyway. I don't know.
It's like Katy Perry after watching Katy Perry
it's a
or
thing. It's
Lady
it was just
Gaga.
Clips. It was highlights. Whereas the Von Moger, Callum Von Moger doco was more story driven. The people that made
I know the one you think of.
The Iron series.
Was it a series or the one?
There's three on Netflix. There's World or something Iron. Nah, Pumping Iron's the one you're thinking of. Mm. But there's another something Iron series. And they've made a bunch. But they're just documentary filmmakers that specialise in this bodybuilding arena.
Which Generation Iron.
Generation Iron. So there's 1, 2, and 3 and there's a bunch of people in that. But anyway, there's some really cool stuff.
Joan Rivers, the documentary on her, super interesting.
That just came out? Is it a doco?
We got it through Apple TV or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, just show it like she's dead now, but just showing how much she paved the way for women in comedy. Yeah, really interesting that one.
Some good shit. I want to watch that. You sold me. The Attenborough. What's it called?
Oh, you got to watch that tonight.
It's Our Planet behind the scenes. You should watch Our Planet as well. It's great.
No, yeah. Watch it behind the scenes.
No, I watched some of the Our Planet. I haven't been.
No, Planet Earth is what you've probably watched.
Yeah, I've watched Planet Earth, bits of it. I kind of don't get. I don't get that drawn in and connect to it.
It was the only thing.
It's not really like a story.
I think they do a pretty good job of stories, but they
But there's not. It's not like a. It's not the docos that we're into.
Well, like I remember when Blu-ray first came out, it was like the only thing you could buy was like Planet Earth.
What the fuck was Blu-ray, by the way? Never had one. What did it do? What was it?
Just high definition.
It was high quality.
High definition.
I think the CDs could store up to like 70 gig per movie, whereas normal DVDs could only hold up to like 20 or something like that.
Still don't.
No,
get
I
it.
Think it's.
Still don't get it.
I feel like it was way less. See what the data rate was. I feel like there was way less data on a DVD.
4.7 gig on a DVD.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, hardly anything. And I reckon probably the Blu-rays only held 20. It definitely
25.
Yeah, definitely not 70 something.
Dual layer Blu-rays can hold up to 50.
Yeah. But that was a big thing. Like, yeah, get a PlayStation or whatever. But it was interesting. There was a time where it was the war between HD DVDs and Blu-ray.
So high definition
was,
DVD.
Was Sony's like proprietary, like licensed
Are they built
technology.
It or they pay?
I have a feeling. Can you have a look, Nicef, to see if Sony actually
owned Blu-ray?
Owned Blu-ray. I think that they did. But the thing was that Sony has been.
Developed by Sony.
Yeah, so Sony has been notorious over the years for creating proprietary products where you have to then. Buy the right batteries, buy the tapes. They came up, I think, Hi8, 97. If you look up Hi8.
Is that Super
It was
8?
Like, no, nah, Hi8 was like a, I think it was a precursor to like mini DV or maybe it was on the same.
Shit.
Yeah, it was on like the same realm. But it was all of the, it was like the CDs. Remember you used to get like little CDs that you could like record onto handy cams.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that stuff would use these really annoying formats that before you know it's like, oh, I can only edit on Sony Vegas. That was the whole way that they were trying to, you know, stand out. What was Hi8? Can you look up?
Yeah, 8mm video format.
Hi8. Maybe I was wrong. So go Sony proprietary.
Yeah.
Is it a
Sony introduced video Hi8.
Yeah, there you go.
High band video 8.
But these things you wouldn't know. You're just like, oh, I buy a handy cam. Is a trademark of Sony. Sony,
yeah,
you can't call it. Can't call it a handy cam. Like you can't call a normal camera a handy cam. Handy cam was the brand.
Is the brand the Kleenex? The passes the Hoover.
Remember not JVC? JVC.
No, mate, don't look to Mr. 97. He would not. He's got no.
Well,
idea.
JVC was. They would always sponsor Australia's Funniest Home Videos.
Would they?
And you could win a JVC camera.
You literally would send in a physical tape.
My mum sent a tape of my brother falling off a box. They wrote back and said that it was too much. they don't show kids being injured. But they ended up changing that rule, I think, and they ended up sort of enjoying that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, kids getting hurt.
Now there's just Instagram accounts dedicated to little gronks
falling. Fail videos and stuff. It's interesting. Fail video stuff so interesting. Like, it's pretty fucked up the videos that trend.
Mm.
Fail videos, there's like a real, it's almost like soft porn. There's a whole category around like women failing, and it's all really? Like, like they all always happen to be in a bikini, and
it's,
like,
yeah, it's, but it's some sex pest who is like getting off over the girl in a bikini, but then also having a laugh. Some asshole wanted the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's fucked up, isn't
there's
it?
There's a niche for everything.
But literally, I went on to like, I'm just like trying to find fail videos, people hurting themselves. And so many of the categories were like women. It took me so long to find a video that wasn't like gender specific fail videos.
There's a like a white wasted girls, all white girls wasted.
Yeah.
Like doing dumb shit. It's just all white girls in bikinis. It's dumbest Instagram account. You know who you'd start these as some young bloke, just, oh, this is funny.
Mm.
But then you got this huge following on your hands and you're like, you probably don't even want to tell people at that point. Yeah. Like culturally, shit's changing.
Mm.
And just like, oh yeah, I have that white girl wasted drunk thing.
Yeah,
that's my Instagram account. You don't lead with it anymore. You're just like, fuck.
Yeah, it's not ideal. 97, emails. What do we got? We've got one from Emma.
Oh, that was lovely.
So Emma sent this really nice email. Couple of things. She had done a review on the New Zealand Apple podcast, which we never read out. Can you go to the Chartable or go to Apple Podcasts, and there's one with someone named Emma on there. But she was saying, she was giving us a little bit of feedback. She was lovely in her email. She was saying, absolutely love the show, been listening for a long time. And then she said, I DM'd you previously and you never got back to me.
I thought we were bad, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah. Well, and so this is the thing. My pushback has been sometimes we'll like things, like we had liked something without writing back, which now if you do write something, I am looking after it and making a real effort to write
back.
Yeah,
we'll get back to you. But I did sort of search around for her trying to find her name, her handle.
I couldn't find it. For a handle. But she sent a really nice Apple review. Can you read it out, Naysevs?
Still trying to find it. I'm on Chartable.
Maybe don't go Chartable. If you type in EM, like Command F, and then go EM for Emma, is it coming up there on Chartable? Otherwise, you could go. If you go to, here's a tip for you. If you're a podcaster, if you go to, say, if you are wanting to find your reviews, type in your podcast name into Google. So go to the Daily Talk Show, and then click on the Apple Podcasts link. But then in the top, you'll see that you'll be defaulted to whatever the popular one is on that specific geographically specific Google site. So, for instance, if you go to google.com/google.com.au, you'll get the Australian one. If you just go to the US one, you'll get the US one. So anyway, you'll see in the Apple Podcasts URL, you can actually see AU or US or GB for Great Britain or NZ. And so if you just change it to the different location, you can then see if you've got any reviews. So we did get one.
Got it.
Do you want to read it out?
Have been listening since episode 3 and have loved following your journey, guys. Following along when Mr. 97 and 3D Dill joined the team, new offices, etc., has been fun. And I'm looking forward to having some questions answered. Will Josh ever finish the book? Will 3D Dill stay in Aussie? Will Mr. 97 find a lady love? It's like you're my mates across the ditch that I get to catch up with regularly. Can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Hashtag GronkSquad.
I feel like we answered all those questions, maybe. They've all been answered. Will 97 find the love of his life? Will Josh finish his book? What was 3D Dill? Would he stay in Oz?
Well, I mean, some of them are to be continued.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this.
We're just getting started. Yeah, I get it.
How do you find us at episode 3? I wonder how that happens.
Well, you can even just go back and listen.
Like, well,
you could have found it because we didn't promote it until episode 20. Mm. So if you were episode 20 and then went back, or even like Amy did, Amy went through and listened to every single episode. It's
an absolute beast.
Bit of a head fuck.
Beast.
Don't you think?
Or because she was doing an old episode and a new episode a day. So she's getting the old us, which is just, it's just a different time of the journey plus the new one. So she was amazing giving me bits of feedback and, this is when you started talking about closing the loop. Close the loop. You were trying to work out what it was called. And you know, all these things. So it's really cool. And that's the thing.
We should have gotten her to do something. We should have said, hey, if you find a good episode, because it would be nice at some point. Surely we're going to get to the point where we've been doing it long enough that we could do throwback episodes.
To what? Like just throwback to a
bit? Imagine Scooter, Derek, Jem, Pete sitting down and they like throw to their favourite daily talk show bits. I mean, it's very ego-centric.
But if you've been listening for the last 400 and something.
Yeah, but don't you think there could be something cool in that?
There's definitely. I mean, we were talking, I think it was only today, about how where you want to be and if you could click your fingers and have that tomorrow, you lose a lot of that journey. And what we're doing is, this is a meta conversation right now about our process. But what Emma is saying is she's enjoyed the evolution hearing Mr. 97. Like, look at him. He's a young buck. He's grown. Like, I saw a video of him with his other hair the other day. I was like, oh, fuck, look at this kid.
What do
you
prefer?
I like it now. I'm used to what it is now with the blonde. And so this is where.
What a glowing review.
I loved it. And so I'm used to it. I'm used to that version of him. And so I was surprised by the older him that he was for, you know, whatever, 19 years. But being across that journey and hearing the fucking struggles and shit we're going through and just the stuff and the changes that's happening is a part of the story. It's why if you jumped in now and just watched one of Casey Neistat's videos, you're probably not going to be massively impressed because I bought into his journey back in 2012 or, you know, it was around then.
Different time.
Such a different time. He was a different – and so you grow with these creators, which is – a weird thought.
It's cool.
It's really cool. It's a new age thing. How could have we done that?
Well, that's
years
what we're
ago?
Trying to do, right? Like, there's no hacking. I don't know who said this. You could Google for a quote because it's one of my favorite quotes. I've said it maybe 3 times in the past week, and every single time I say it, I don't bring attention to how good it is, but I always see the person look and be like, yeah.
What is it?
That's a great quote. I actually told you today. You loved it. I could tell just by your eyes. I didn't even bring it up. You were talking about, you're saying, man, like friction's good. Friction's good. Oh, I was like, yeah, you know what? The thing is, you need friction to get traction.
Yeah.
I don't know who said that, but there's so much truth in it.
You need friction.
Yeah. I was talking to a mate about it the other day around like, oh, you know, Uber Eats, all of these things. He was talking to his mate about, oh, I want to get an assistant so I can – he was ordering like an Apple – fucking a new MacBook Pro or whatever and he was struggling. He's like – he was like, oh, I need an assistant to help me with this sort of stuff. And it's like, no, that's the shit that's actually – like that's going to give you stories. If you're a comedian, that's how you can actually, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
You have something to talk about. If you get rid of that, what are you going to talk about?
And so that's the whole thing. You're bypassing the journey. Mm. And that's why – it'd be an interesting thing winning the lotto or, you know, just all of a sudden having so much cash. We've missed all that journey, the pain to get there. I mean, sure, you channel it into something else. You start going on adventures and but I think this is the thing. We look to people, like you think about, Logan Paul today and I was like, he's flying around the world doing all these stories. He's also probably having all these struggles too. All creators.
What about
the
Olympics thing? I heard from someone that it didn't look like there was that many people there.
It was all for charity anyway. So
yeah, no, but was it U97 that was saying?
Yeah, there weren't many people.
And so that's the thing. Like, he's someone that's huge.
Heaps of people rock, as in like the celebrities and stuff running. Heaps of them rocked up.
Yeah, they all make content. It's all part of the journey.
Yeah.
It'd be different.
But he probably looked at it. He could have thought maybe it wasn't as successful as what he hoped, which is, which is part of the journey.
But, and so, if you were wanting to just sort of take a step over that pain and over – you lose a bunch of great stuff. Lose a bunch of learning.
Well, that is life. Like I think we're talking about – we're trying to work out what's our perfect life this morning. I was like, I've got this vision of me waking up and I'm like walking and I'm walking next to a brick wall. It's like a red, reddish-coloured brick wall and – it's blue skies and it's sun, but it's not hot. It's just like a good temperature. And I walk in to a cafe and I've got like a Lamy pen and it's not a fountain pen. It's like a rollerball pen. Mm. It's called a rollerball. Is that what it is? Rollerball. Anyway, a pen that's got ink in it.
That's what you need.
That's nice and easy to use. and an A5 notepad, and I see the person who I always see who's at the cafe.
Sven.
Yeah, and I say, Sven, can I have, it's my usual.
Long don't black because you've been your best self.
No, it's actually a, even though it isn't hot, I still have an ice.
It's, an you're ice living latte, in America, mate. You're living in America.
Ice latte, but I just say, can I just have a dash of oat milk? Just a dash. So I have that. I write out my what I'm grateful for. I then, I've it's all been paid for. It's done. So then I leave, and then I walk 3 blocks to the office. Mr. 97 is walking as I'm coming in. He's got a Bellroy bag on, and he's got the, cup with the latest keep cup, and he's got
smoothie.
The yeah, he's got a smoothie, but it's in a nice cup, not his current annoying cup. Right, and he's actually put it into a nice, like a jar, like a mason jar.
Well, he's in Brooklyn, so he's up these.
Well, I haven't said it, Brooklyn. I was saying it could be like your Williamsburg sort of thing.
Yeah, it's America.
And then so we get in, and there's like someone who's like a motion graphic specialist / designer. Him or her, they're hipsters. They have glasses, and they're a little bit tired because they spent the night before watching the keynote of what Apple was going to release, and they're thinking about all these things that they want to do, and they show, oh, this is a little motion graphic that I just made up of the show, and it's like, oh, that's cool. And then we have a meeting, and there's a whiteboard, and that's the life that I want. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds great.
I mean, the problem is there's no friction because exactly. You've got the perfect cup.
There's well, as you were saying cup. That, I was thinking about, you know, it's like I'd love to surf every morning. I'd love to get up and go for a surf.
Mr. 97 will have a dog. He would have a – I know you've
cavoodle.
Got one.
He'd get a cavoodle. Got
one. But I want one that's like a little fat one.
For the office.
No, I don't want a fat one.
I no, want we a don't want a fat dog.
There's too much friction that comes with that.
This is what you need, friction. Where there's friction, there's traction.
Yeah. So what you're describing, and this is what I think everyone does, that they're perfect.
Well,
life
maybe
is,
the motion graphics designer has the dog.
Who's saying though? Like, I don't think when you pose the question, design your perfect life, is to write down a piece of paper your perfect day.
Can you go right into detail like I did? What would it look like for you? Get into the feeling and the sense.
I wrote this down once. It's like wake up, surfing in the morning. Going for brekkie after
surf. How did you get to the surf? Where, how far
walked
away?
Walked across the road. It's Bondi. I'm there.
Bondi, busy.
Mate, you've never lived in Bondi. It's fucking beautiful. It's early morning.
6 in the morning.
There's not many people around. Okay, yeah. There's a few people, but I just sort of jogged down from my place.
What's his name?
Andrew O'Keefe. Say hi to Andy.
He's still out from the night before.
I say, hi, Andrew. And anyway, I surf. I go to the coffee shop. Just have a coffee.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you know, that's where
brekkie,
we meet.
Eggs on toast, bit of avocado. Like, I mean, this is, and then I go into the studio. It's time with my son during the day. We might be heading off on a bit of an adventure, flying out to LA that night. And we just jump on the plane. I've said goodbye to the kid, the wife. We're ready.
Oh, the kid's not coming with you.
No, I thought
you were going to LA. Yeah, LA.
We've got a work trip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going to see Matt DiVella. Uh-huh. We're going to spend a week in LA. But no, but I mean, this is the thing. I've done this before, right?
You've had your perfect day.
I've had versions of my perfect day, but they don't exist without friction within them because the surf's shit one day.
Yeah.
You can't surf. You're feeling shit one day and I can't land fucking the wave. I just can't paddle on. I'm tired.
It's cold.
Mate, my eggs, they were overdone. The yolk was rock hard. I wanted poached. My latte. are the things that.
What were you going to say about the latte?
The latte is cold. And it was.
It's an iced latte.
No, I didn't. I wasn't. Order the one. I was in Melbourne. I was in Sydney, sorry.
Anyway, where was I? I don't even know where I am.
You're in Williamsburg, in Brooklyn. Williamsburg is a. That's a different area. So is Brooklyn and Williamsburg? Yeah, two different areas. Anyway, not bogged down in details, but there is, like, you can always. So it can be a nice practice to work out perfect life, but then you need the skills.
Can I also preface the other thing I didn't say? Brie is throughout my home. I know last time.
I know, that's why I got in the baby and the time with Bodhi and the
no,
wife
but the thing is, it's like, no, I'm no. serious. When no, I no. wake up, it's like we're in like it's all white in our apartment. And
of
like,
course, these are the people you love.
Bree was walking with me when I was along that red brick bit. And she actually, she has to go to her office. And so I was going to go do my gratitude stuff. I say goodbye and she walks
Okay,
off.
Question for you. How do you be a high achiever and have massive amounts of success? If you see the struggle we've done to create this, how do you do that? And how do you find success without having any of this friction?
Well, I think that was the point that we were trying to make to each other this morning was it's like the thing that makes weekends awesome, the thing that makes like you have this euphoric feeling, I probably get it maybe once a month where it's like, oh, how good is this? Like I've got know where I need to be. And like Bree and I are just like, we're going to go to Heritage Wall, our favorite cafe. I think it's in Camberwell. Is that where we go? Where I go?
Yes.
Camberwell?
Yes.
I like, there's no issue with parking. It's fucking easy. They know us. Like, and so like we get a seat really easily and it's like they do two epic dishes. They do eggplant. I'm getting distracted again.
What's your point?
You have those days once a month or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's – those days wouldn't be exciting if you had them all the time. I was using the point of like sometimes I can act like a kid, which is like the perfect thing for me is just to be able to have lollies whenever I want. And then I'll do 2 weeks where I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to do that every day. And I like by the end of the 2 weeks I'm so depressed because it's like you think that it's the thing that you want. It's like, but there's a reason why you don't eat lollies every day.
But there's a reason why I don't, like I think living that surfing life every day, like I think I remember seeing some guys that did that. They were in Bondi when I lived there. There was literally dudes who did that every single day. They would go to the coffee shop. Maybe they've been through all the pain. You see the ones that have done the huge sprint to build a empire and cash out.
Who's the happiest? Like your mum and dad, they're happy people. Like
just really, really happy people.
Yeah,
I'm so fortunate. Like they, you saw my dad. You've seen my dad and my mum. You get a good sense of what I grew up with.
Yeah,
literally that. My dad's funny storyteller.
Yeah,
can be serious at times, and you know, and a bit stressed and a bit, you know, worried about like. But he's also a rock for me. Like we talk about business, we talk about all this shit. And so, I mean, the thing is, I was saying to mum yesterday, it's like,
I choked on a strawberry then.
Just about meditation and you see, I see the effects of meditation on them now that I start doing it. I actually see, and I said to mum.
Did we speak to your dad about
it? No, we didn't. Dad meditates every day. He does yoga every day and his own little practice. And he did, I remember him being up fucking before sparrows fart, just doing yoga on his head.
What time?
Oh, he would be up at like 5 o'clock, 5:30 sometimes. Labouring, he would be doing yoga and stretching. Amazing living, but this is all active. And so we're just talking about what do you do if, like I was saying, I don't think I'll ever stop meditating now because.
Do you reckon he will stop using the app?
Maybe at some point. I think I'll stop using that. Not for another couple of years, though. Mm-hmm. But I think the practice of what are the time do you get to think about? So what are the time do you get if you don't meditate to sit back from your thinking? So you can say I think about my thinking, but when do you stop and say my thinking's happening, but I'm now trying to sit back from that?
Yeah, it's so good.
And then just sit in peace. And so I think about the time, you know, it's peaceful. You're talking about this peaceful existence. The world we live in is not peaceful.
Do you feel that every day when you meditate?
No.
Most days?
No. It's because and mum says this. She's been doing it for 40 years. So when someone says, oh, I've found enlightenment through this, it's like you've missed the point.
Wrong.
No, but you've missed the point here because the biggest gurus in this space say it's a never-ending practice. Yeah. That's why you show up each day because some days I'm restless, some days I'm feeling amazing, some days I'm feeling this fucking, like I'm feeling like I'm just observing and it's all just like buzzing and it's sensation. I'm not, like consciousness is feeling like a sensation. It's, I'm out of my body. I don't feel like I'm, you know, I don't feel like self, like I don't feel identified with my body, you know, up behind my eyes, and which so, most of us do, right? We feel like you look in the mirror, you see you,
yeah.
and then you feel your hands, and that's you. And when you think about where the person is that's thinking, you think, I've got this little cockpit up in my mm-hmm. brain, because it's all self, right? Yeah. And so sitting back and feeling and just having a bit of peace, which is, it's that, but it doesn't, but I don't
so
think
the
you
feeling
could,
of peace, would you get that when you're feeling good already? Do you find that it comes out where it's like you wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I feel all right today.
I'm pretty, like, my moods, I can be shitty about stuff, but mm-hmm. I'm definitely a happy person. Like mm-hmm. I'm definitely, my emotions are quite regulated. Like I don't, mm-hmm. I can get caught up in myself.
It's happened way more since meditating.
Yeah. And what I identify is that I'm getting less caught up in the, mm-hmm. in my bullshit. Like I'm getting less caught up in, feeling annoyed at something and living in that space for an extended period of time, things shitting me. I constantly am trying to be better, and it's definitely got better mm-hmm. since I've been meditating. But living in that world of walking to work, I don't think it's a reality. I don't think mm-hmm. it's the human experience, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's not. Like,
which is why I bring it up. I think, but I think there's most people – you're listening right now and you're saying, you know what, when I get to this weight, mm. I'll wear these clothes and I'll feel great. Mm. And then I'll go and I'll have this interaction with people and this is what will happen. And it's this, the narrative doesn't necessarily, like we're trying to play it out like it's a movie.
Yeah.
97, just because it is fun. Mm. What is your perfect? Let's ignore the fact that the perfect day doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you've got a friction for fraction. No, friction for traction. Yeah. friction for fraction.
You can't have traction without friction.
Yeah. Yeah. Who says it, by the way?
I don't know who actually says it, but it's on a bunch of workout websites. So
you got to Tommy's just
do what I
taking
want.
A bite. How is the cake? Is it yum? Does it taste like fake chocolate? Looks
not
like
even.
It. Really? Make sure you don't bite one side because I'd like some.
We can bite the other side.
Thanks. 97, perfect day. Go into real detail. Mm. The more detail,
perfect
the more
day. Fun. A workout in the, so like a,
where are you?
Get at my house. Mm-hmm. House in the future. Get up out of bed.
What is the house in the future? What does that look like?
I don't know. Something that's in the bush that's got a lot of trees. Like,
have you sounds like Stanley in Tasmania.
you've seen like Chris Hemsworth's house. Like it's in Byron Bay and it's like surrounded by like a bunch of trees and palms. And so like, yeah, get out of bed.
What time?
Early in the morning. This would be like before the sun rises.
Yeah. 5:30.
Yeah. Gym session.
At your own gym.
At my own gym in the house. You just walk over to the gym. All the gym equipment's there.
What sort of gym equipment have you got?
Just everything. Like pull-up bars, squat rack.
Everything you could need. I think you just don't get mm-hmm. too
detailed. Yeah, battle ropes, all of it.
Yeah.
So you finish your gym session, hop in the sauna, have a shower, then walk down to the beach and walk along the beach with my dog on the sun when the sun's rising.
Little fat dog.
That'd be a healthy dog because we're going for a walk and run along the beach every morning.
But it's genetics.
This is great. It's a
pug.
Pug? No, it'd be a schnauzer. Or maybe a Labrador.
And then what's your work? What are you actually doing
after this?
Could
you imagine him with a Labrador?
What are you doing? Oh, it'd be an absolute catch. Anyway, what are you doing? Not that he's not already.
But it would really set the people over the edge.
And 11 out of 10.
Yeah, anyway.
12.
12 out of 10.
Walking.
Can't believe you went from 10 to a 12. That's fucked up. I don't even know how that's possible.
You get into the cafe, poached eggs on toast with avocado and tomato. Have a...
I thought you didn't like tomatoes.
Love tomatoes. No, still, I love tomatoes.
Okay, so you got your brekkie done.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then like Josh, like walk into work, it has to be close. Doesn't really work with Byron Bay, but
who are you working with?
You guys.
Yeah. So we could. I don't know about Byron Bay.
Byron Bay, you got two for one, two out of three.
Well,
here.
No, I just had friends.
Byron Bay looks amazing.
I had friends who lived in Byron Bay, and they're actually just moving to Brisbane.
It's getting crazy there. Yeah.
There's not much going on.
No, I know, but there's a bunch of creative businesses up there.
Yeah.
But what we do is we need like the metropolis. We need people. We need accessibility.
Yeah. So anyway, walk into work, meet you like midway, and then walk in. brainstorming in the morning. I like the idea of whiteboards and stuff. Uh-huh. And then recording, and then head out in the afternoon.
Wade Kingsley would be very upset. Brainstorming's bullshit. But go on.
Head out in the afternoon.
We'll have Wade doing a fucking session with us in the morning. Yeah, yeah. He would meet us on the walk.
Head out in the afternoon with maybe catch up with Jason Andre, and then sunset dinner on the beach. Just a big fire and just cook up a bunch of meat over the fire.
There is something about fires. I want a fire too.
Imagine the sunset on the beach.
It's not too hard. And surely we can make this happen.
And so the point of doing these perfect days, mm-hmm. how do you live a version of that now? How do you live a version of that now in the world that you have created for yourself?
Well, I think part of it is the surfing is flawed because you've got to worry about the surf. The fire is going to be able to fucking run either way.
Yeah, so I mean, the surfing for me is the exercise, right, whether it's beach running. Yeah, yeah. So you can, like you go, for me, exercise the morning first thing is the perfect.
So we, but we, I guess we need to because Stanley is sort of coastal.
It's too cold though.
Is there something in, do we need to move to the coast in all seriousness?
To the, I mean, Amy would be wrapped if we took the operation up to Sydney.
Sydney's hard though.
You want somewhere warm. You couldn't do Stanley. It's too cold.
Sydney's just so expensive.
What about Tassie, somewhere in Tasmania?
No, it's too cold. It's too cold. If anything, it'd be like up towards the Gold Coast. Like,
What about where Coolangatta is?
Central Coast. That's really nice. Beautiful. Oh, I mean, there's some amazing joints down there. Avoca Beach. Oh.
What about Bags? Why don't we go to...
He's in Newcastle.
Newcastle?
Yeah.
Is that watery?
Yeah. Oh, coastal? Dude, surf every morning there.
Okay. So we've got options. We could do a regional show.
There's amazing. But so what does this all mean?
WA?
Too far.
Fuck it. Till Spilhoff.
Too far.
Absolutely. Margaret River and shit. Loves it.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to him, he sounds happy.
Yeah. And so, I mean, finding this version for you... And so how do you do that? And so what it requires is effort. What it requires is because a hobby that you love, the thing you fucking love doing is effort. Surfing. If you want to, if that's your hobby.
You can't complain about it. You just said it was your perfect day. You can't be complaining about the surfing.
No, but what I'm saying is all these things require effort. So clicking your fingers.
The answer isn't no effort. We don't want no effort, do we?
I mean, the day you put forward didn't really have a great deal of effort. It was get up, walk past a brick wall, have an oat latte or whatever it is and walk into the office.
An iced latte with a side of oat milk.
Some guy's been doing the motion graphics for you. You're totally off the top.
No, but they're showing and they're super invested. And it's like, that's great. It's so good. Anyway, you better go. You're getting a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I got one from Craig Harper and then one from a telemarketer.
So how do you know it was a telemarketer?
I could be getting blown up. Unbelievable amounts. Why?
Because your phone number is both on Big Media Company and on Full Stack Films.
Oh, you're an absolute dog.
No, but you said I could do it.
Yeah, but I didn't think through it. Obviously, you've thought through it.
Yeah, but that's why I don't want to put a
Anyway, we're going to go because Mr. 97 has to go for his bonfire tonight.
It is. No, there's something really nice.
I love it. It makes you feel good. That's the thing. And I've done these copious amounts of times writing out my perfect day.
Dalesford?
It's too cold for most of the time and then too hot and bushland.
Mm.
So I'm a big
Mornington Peninsula somewhere?
Yeah. The thing is, by the coast is nice because in the winter it's lovely and snuggly and the summer you get to, you know.
Great Ocean Road maybe.
Mm. Anyway, one of these places. But the reason you do it is because it makes you feel good and you can start articulating what it is that you want to be doing, what you'd love it to look like. And so you get it closer to being a version of that.
If we were to pick a location, where would it be? What is the actual location?
I think Sydney definitely has more options as far as a coastline and having all of those options. Like having all the options, having like set back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Central Coast is beautiful.
Maybe, I mean, yours is pretty flexible, Josh. You just need a cafe with a red wall.
It's true.
Avoca. Trust me, Avoca is nice.
I was just looking at Avoca, it looks great.
Oh, where's Avoca? It's unbelievable. Central Coast. My mate lives there. He bought a place in Copacabana. It's my mate I met in Florence, randomly backpacking. Became good buddies. And he used to train Jules Lund. We all lived in Sydney and then he moved down to Avoca. Beautiful. But now...
Do they have like inlets and stuff?
Yeah, there's like little bits where you can...
there's a lake.
Lake comes in. Yeah, it's so
actually,
good.
What about living on a lake?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Lake Bled, Slovenia. Beautiful, too touristy though.
Yeah.
I was eating a vanilla cake there every single day. Like there's not much to do. But it's beautiful, beautiful.
Consume calories.
Anyway, right, it's a daily talk show. We should keep thinking about this. So maybe a national park. What would it take for us to, I mean, we've got to.
I mean, I don't want to be I don't want to be isolated completely.
Mason still lives at home, Josh. Stop trying to.
But where's your cafe? If it's a national park, where do you put the cafe?
No, well, we're near a national park.
Oh, near.
Trust me, Avoca. It's the sick.
Avoca.
It's sick. Okay. There's super, really nice cafes, little Mexican joint. So nice
Brie
RSLs.
Has to be able to do marketing from there for Hey Tiger.
Neil's wife has a marketing business.
Okay.
From there.
Neil's your mate, I'm guessing.
Yeah, does the marketing for a bunch of businesses. Sleep Republic, you know.
So it could be an option.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not making any drastic decisions. We're just
sounds like we spitballing. Anyway, it's a daily talk show.
Coming to you live from Avoca tomorrow.
We had a few emails, DMs, just very quickly before we go. Amy, who's listened to our show with Sam Cav, asked, what was the meditation app that we're talking about?
Yeah, Sam Harris, Waking Up. Mm-hmm. Waking Up with Sam Harris.
That's email him and get a free year.
Well, he does for all the gronks out there, which is our squad. if you can't afford it, email me and you can have a subscription for a year
which
for
I'm
free.
Paying for everyone anyway. I've still got it.
Yeah. But if you get it mm-hmm. and you fucking love it and you do it every day,
you're going to
definitely
buy
it. There's not a chance I'm not giving him my money.
It would be outrageous if you
mate, could if have you, another year.
Or if you just didn't do it. You're fine. I'm not going to meditate anymore. Kat, thank you for posting the photo of you in a hoodie. Looks fantastic. Also, thanks to Anna, who also posted about it. Happy birthday to Hayden Dibb, who this week will be getting the Daily Talk Show tattooed on his body. No big deal. Anyone else? I think that's about it. Thanks, Blage, for sharing your hoodie shot. If you are in a hoodie right now, the Daily Talk Show hoodie, that is, if you've received it, they are coming in. I see that people in Sydney are starting to get theirs. Oh, Melbourne should be today as well. But if you are wearing the Daily Talk Show hoodie, make sure you take a photo. Tag us up.
Yeah.
Hashtag the Daily Talk Show. If you're enjoying the show, you can also screen grab it, share it on your Instagram, tag us up so we can say thank you. Otherwise,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.